Okay, good morning, and thank you very much for coming, and for now beginning a new Masechta in our journey through Shas, Maseches Me'ila, Masechet that deals with the topic of the prohibition to steal from that which is Kodshei Hashem, holy for God. If somebody has an item which is holy to God, it's a karban to Hashem, then it cannot be used for a secular purpose. Imagine there was a sheep, as we kept learning in Masechet Krisus, a sheep or a goat that was made into a chatas. And so now you have this chatas, and it grows hair. Someone wants to clip off some of the hair and use some of that hair, some of that wool, to make a patch for a piece of clothing. He's not allowed to. He's not going to take off some of that and use it for his clothing. That's the sin of me'ila, of stealing from God, taking from God, and he has to bring a karban, asham me'ilos, plus he needs to pay back to Hekdesh what he took from Hekdesh, and add another fifth to the value of that which he took from Hekdesh. The Torah says about Me'ila, the Torah's language is Nefesh kisim olmal v'chata b'shkaga mikodshei Hashem. A soul that will commit a crime and mistakenly take from Kodshei Hashem. So not every Kodesh item has Me'ila. It has to be Kodshei Hashem, the holy things of God. Therefore, let's say you have a karban that every part of it is burned on the Mizbeach, like an ola. The meat is burned, the fats are burned. So an ola, there is me'ila from the moment it was made holy until after the mitzvah was done correctly. Because the moment it was made holy, it becomes Kodshei Hashem. It belongs to God. Everything is going to be burnt for God. Once its mitzvah was done, once its meat and blood and fats were burned, so now nasis mitzvasa, now you can get from it, you can benefit from the ashes. So now it's not God's anymore. But till nasis mitzvasa, till the mitzvah was done right, until it became afer, it's still kodshei Hashem. Let's say you have a very holy carbon like a chatas. So that's called kodshei kadashim. But it's not all burned to Hashem. So the blood is thrown in the Mizbeach, the fats are burned to Hashem, but the meat is eaten by Kohanim. So it's not really called Kodshei Hashem. It doesn't belong fully to Hashem. Once a Kohen can eat it, he can eat it, the meat. So in a Chatas, there would be Me'ila from the moment it was made holy until the blood was thrown. But once the blood was thrown, then that makes the meat permitted for Kohanim to eat. The meat is not called anymore Kodshei Hashem, holy for God. It's now holy, but Kohanim can eat it. So at that point, there'd be no Me'ila. And finally, when you have Kodshim Kalim, when you have something like a Shlamim, low level of holiness, so really, we know that the meat's going to be eaten, but not even by Kohanim. The meat's going to be eaten by the owners. So then, there's no Me'ila until the blood is thrown. Once the blood is thrown, then there could be Me'ila on those parts that are going to go into the Mizbeach, going to go into the fire, because those are called Kodshei Hashem. Again, the key point is the Torah says someone who does Me'ila, mi Kodshei Hashem, from that which is holy for God. It has to be holy for God, and then there'd be a sin of Me'ila. Yeah.
The meat that belongs to the Kohen, if a non-Kohen eats it, that's a Me'ila too, right?
No, because it's not Kodshei Hashem anymore. It's not holy for God. It's holy to be eaten by Kohanim. So there'd be no Me'ila. It's a separate sin.
It doesn't have to bring korbanot anymore.
Right. We wouldn't have to bring a korban hashem
either.
Like
yes.
Yeah. Very true. Wonderful. So now we merit to start our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to list a series of disqualifications and teach us that even though the sacrifice is disqualified, it's not considered as if the sacrifice just dropped dead. Since when the sacrifice was sanctified, there could be me'ila, and there was no proper mitzvah fulfillment. With the sacrifice, there still is me'ila, even though it's been disqualified. Says the Mishnah, Kadshe Kadashim. Let's say you have a high level of holiness karban, a chatas, and asham. So the moment they are dedicated, there can be me'ila to them. When is there no me'ila with them? Once their blood is thrown on the mizbeach and their meat is permissible to the kohanim. But till their meat becomes permitted to the kohanim, there is me'ila. So Kadshe Kadashim, the holiest of holies, Sheshachtan Badzarom. Now they're supposed to be slaughtered in the north of the Azara. If they were slaughtered in the south, so even though there was a disqualification, Malin Ben, they continue to have the law of Me'ila. If someone were to take off some of their wool now, benefit from it, he would violate the laws of Me'ila. Now, let's say it was Shachtan Badzarom, the Kadshe Kadashim was slaughtered in the south. It's a disqualification. But Kibel Daman Batzafon, he caught their blood in the right spot in the north. Or he slaughtered them Batzafon in the right spot, but Kibel Daran, he caught their blood in the wrong spot, a disqualification Badarm in the south. Still there is Me'ila with them. Because again, in Kadshe Kadashim, there is Me'ila from the consecration until the mitzvah of the blood was done right. But here you can't do the mitzvah right, because it was shechted in the wrong spot, the blood was caught in the wrong spot, so it just stays with the possibility of me'ila. Shachar bayom, let's say somebody slaughters the kadshe kadshim karban by day. That's the right time. But v'zarak balayla, he threw the blood at night when it's the wrong time, disqualified. Balayla, he slaughtered at night, disqualified. V'zarak bayom, and then he takes the blood that was already been disqualified and he throws it on the mizbeach by day, it still has me'ila. Shachtan, if he slaughtered them in the day, and he slaughtered them in the north. So it was slaughtered in the right spot. But he had the wrong thoughts. During the slaughtering, he was thinking chutzlis manam. He's going to eat the meat at the wrong time. Chutzlim koman. He's going to eat the meat in the wrong place. So in these cases, it becomes pigo, becomes disqualified. With chutzlim komo, it's disqualified, but there's no kares. In chutzlis mano, it's disqualified, and there would be kares to eat the meat. So bottom line is, he had not had a throwing of the blood that was correct. And therefore, mal in behan, there still is me'ila. All right, that's the first rule of the Mishnah. Next, klalam Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said another rule in regards to a karban which is pasul. Kol she'ela shas hetula kohanim, any karban that's now disqualified, but at one point the meat was permitted to a kohen, therefore ein mo'alin ba, there wouldn't be any me'ila. It's not called kachi Hashem anymore. Since it at one point was permitted to a kohen, it's not called kachi Hashem. So let's say you had an animal, it was holy, it was slaughtered right, the blood was caught right, the blood was thrown on the mizbeach right, so now you're allowed to eat the meat of this, the kohenim are allowed to eat the meat of this karban. Then a dead rodent falls on the meat. So since the meat was once permitted, it's not called kadshe Hashem, the holy things of God. Now it's disqualified. Okay, so now there's still no longer any me'ila. However, kol shelo ha'ila shas hetula kohenim, but if something was disqualified and was not permitted to the kohanim at all, so then it stayed disqualified, mal in ba, you still have me'ila, like the examples we gave in the Mishnah. It was slaughtered in the wrong spot, the blood was caught in the wrong spot, then the me'ila stays. Ezohi shayla shaset lekohanim, what would be an example of a disqualified karban meat that at one point had been permitted to kohanim? Let's say everything was done right, the blood was thrown right, the meat is permitted, but then shalana, they left the meat out too long, it slept over the night, became nosar. Shenitma, the meat became tamei. Shayatza, the meat was taken out of the azara. So in all these cases, since the disqualification happened after a state of permission, it's still not called kadshe Hashem, and there's no me'ila. What would be a holy item that's disqualified now but had never become permitted to the kohanim, so it stays within the category that there could be me'ila if someone were to benefit from it? Let's say it was slaughtered with the thought that we're going to eat it in the wrong time. Or it was slaughtered with the thought that they were going to eat it in the wrong place. Or shekiblu psulim, that the blood was caught by people who are disqualified, like a balmum or someone tamei, or zarkus dama, or the kohanim who were psulim through the blood. So therefore, since there never was a kosher throwing of the blood to permit it, even though it's disqualified, that's the point of this Mishnah, even though you have kadshe kadashim that are disqualified, still they are considered Kodshei Hashem. Since they're considered Kodshei Hashem, there is a prohibition of Me'ila to take from them and to benefit from them. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the aftermarket of Adam, if they put it on the Mizbeach or not.
We're going to get to that soon.
Okay.
We're going to get to that soon. That's going to be a big issue if things go on to the Mizbeach. Yeah, we're going to get to that soon. Okay. Katsani, the Mishnah taught, Kachi, Kachi, when you have those karbanos that are the higher level of sanctity, namely Achatas and Asham, Sheshachtan Badzarom, if they're slaughtered in the south, which disqualifies them, so they still are in their state of Me'ila. Pshita, it's obvious. Ask the Gemara, Mishum de Shchitasan Badzarom, because they were slaughtered in the south. Afkinin Midei Me'ila, how does that take it away from Me'ila? The moment it was consecrated, the moment it was made holy, it was Kodshei Hashem, it was holy for God. So the fact that now it's slaughtered in the south, how did that take it away from being Kodshei Hashem, from being holy for God? It's Itzrich, the point of the Tana is the following. It's needed. It's a novel idea. Salkadatza Chamin Ulufot to say, Ho'ol Vamar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Since Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kachim Shemesu Yatsu Midei Me'ila Dvar Torah. If you have a karban, let's say even a chatas, you have a karban, somebody makes an animal into a chatas, and then before anything is done, before a shechita is done, before it was taken into the Beis HaMikdash, it drops dead. It drops dead. So now, Min HaTorah, there would be no Me'ila. Why would there be no Me'ila? It's not called Kodshei Hashem anymore. Why does he say it's not called Kodshei Hashem? You can't use it as a carbon, clearly. Lelo Shechita. It can't be used as a carbon. It's an Avela. And you can't even sell it to use its money for holiness, because there's a law that we don't sell something which was once holy. We don't redeem something which was once holy to end up giving it to animals. If it had no Shechita, the only people, only beings who can eat it are animals. The Torah says you give the nevela to the dog. So therefore, since it has no way of being servicing God, it's no longer called Kodshei Hashem. It was a karban, but now it's dropped dead. It's no longer Kodshei Hashem. So since that's the concept of Ula, I would have thought, Hachanami, anytime you have a karban that you disqualify, it's also considered as if it's dropped dead. And it's not called Kodshei Hashem. I would therefore say, Kodshei Kodshim Legabe Daro, when you have, let's say, a chatas, you're supposed to slaughter it in the north, and it was slaughtered in the south. So now it's disqualified. So Kamanda Chankinu Dami, I would say that's the same as just choking it. Now it's disqualified. So it's not Kodshei Hashem, there's no Me'ila. Kamas, well, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of our Mishnah is that there's a difference between a carbon that drops dead and a carbon that gets disqualified. Kodshim Shemesu Lo Chazu Klau. A carbon that drops dead has no way to service the temple anymore. Avol Darom, but if the carbon, which was supposed to be slaughtered in the north, was slaughtered in the south, true, the south is not good for carbon chatas, avol royu lekachim kal. But the south is good for carbonos with a lesser holiness. So the Shikim Kubetzis asks, I saw, so what? So the south is good for a carbon with a lesser holiness, but that's not this carbon. Yeah. This carbon was of a higher holiness. So apparently it's holding, that's what the Shikim Kubetzis says, that since the south works for a carbon with a lesser holiness, therefore even though this carbon had a higher holiness, this is considered a carbon that came into the Beis HaMikdash kosher, and in the Azara, it became disqualified. And therefore, if it would be put on the Mizbeach, what Izzy mentioned before, we would leave it there. So since it had been made holy, it's called a Chatas, that's Kodshei Hashem, that belongs to God. Now what happened to it? It was brought into the Azara, slaughtered in the wrong spot. But you know what? Worse comes to worse. Somebody doesn't know. He takes it, puts it onto the Mizbeach. We're not taking it off. So since we're not taking it off, we're leaving it there. It's still called Kodshei Hashem. It's still called God's thing. So since it's called Kodshei Hashem, there would be a sin of Me'ila in secular benefit from it.
The person who brought the carbon have to bring another one now because he found out it lost.
Yes. The holiness? Well, it didn't lose its holiness. It was done wrong.
Done wrong. So yeah. Listen, go back and buy it. Yeah. Come back. Get back in line.
The That's his mistake, right?
He made the mistake, yeah.
Rabbi, what happened if that animal on the way going to Beit HaMikdash drops dead?
Right.
So, how about cutting the wool and selling the wool?
No.
No, definitely not.
So, he's not benefiting Beit HaMikdash anymore?
Oh, so we're saying that there's no biblical sin. We're going to see there's a rabbinic reason why you can't do that. We're going to get to that soon. Okay, so the Mishnah listed many, many disqualifications. Ask the Gemara, Lamali Levistin Kalhani, why does the Mishnah have to list all these different disqualifications of a carbon? Slaughtered in the south, the blood caught in the south, the thoughts of out of place, the thoughts of out of time. If the bottom line is that when you have a chatas and then it gets disqualified, it's still, there's a problem of Mi'ila. So just say the rule. Why give all these examples? So answer the Gemara, we need to give you all the examples. Tzricha, I need to tell you all of them. If it would have said that if he slaughters a chatas in the south and catches the blood in the north, they're still called Kadshei Hashem, I would say, Hachadisbu Mi'ila. Here, the reason why there's Mi'ila Mishum the Kabbalah Batzafon, because the blood was caught in the north, which is the right spot. But if the blood is caught in the south, then it would already be considered like an animal that just dropped dead. Shachtu Matzafon Kibbal Darm Batarm. I would think that if somebody is slaughtered in the north and caught the blood in the south, since the blood was caught in the south, and catching the blood is the main thing, because we know a non-Kohen can do Shechita, but you start to need a Kohen from the catching of the blood. So then I would think, nothing midei me'ila. That's like an animal that just dropped dead. And an animal that just dropped dead is not called Kadshei Hashem anymore. There's no me'ila. So Itanahai, if we would have taught you these two disqualifications, Havamina, I would have thought to say, the reason why if it's slaughtered in the south, or if the blood was caught in the south, it's still called Kadshei Hashem, because Yamama's Manakravu, bottom line, it was still slaughtered by day, and day is the time to do the service. So it's still called Kadshei Hashem. Avol Shachta Belaila, but if you had a carbon of a chatas and it was slaughtered at night, even if Zarek Bayom, even if the blood was thrown by day, I would think that since Laila, Lazman Akrava, since the night is not the time for carbanos, Hai the Shachat Belaila, since it's slaughtered at night, it's already not a carbon anymore. Ema Nafik Min Dei Me'ila, I would think this is like totally disqualified. This is like an animal that just drops dead. An animal that just drops dead, since it can't service the temple, is not called Kadshei Hashem, that which is sacred to God anymore. I would think there's no Me'ila. Itana Shachta Balaila, if it would have said that when it was slaughtered at night, there's Me'ila. Hava Amina would thought to say, Ho, Vizark Dam Bayom. That's only because the blood was thrown by day. Isbe Me'ila, there's Me'ila. Aval Shachta Bayom Vizark Dam Balaila, but if it was slaughtered by day and thrown, the blood thrown at night, and throwing the blood is what gets the atonement, I would think, Ho, Vilazman Akravu, since the blood was thrown at a time when you're not supposed to be offering, therefore, it should just be considered as if the animal was killed, as if the animal dropped dead. But Isbe Me'ila, there wouldn't be Me'ila. Kamashman, that's what we have to say, all these different cases. Then in all these different cases, there is Me'ila. It's a disqualification that's happening in the temple. It's not like an animal dropping dead outside the temple. Since it's a disqualification happening in the temple, b'di'evet, worse comes to worse, if it's put on the Mizbeach, we would leave it there. It's still called Kadshei Hashem. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah went on to say that if you have a carbon of Kadshei Kadashim, like a Chatas or an Asham, that he thinks that he's going to eat it at the wrong time or at the wrong place, there is still Me'ila. So now the Gemara asks, Chutzlus Mana v'chutzlum komo l'may chazim? How would, if he had thought that he's going to eat it at the wrong place, or he thinks he's going to eat it at the wrong time, in what way is it still God's?
Yeah.
How does it still belong to God? Kadshei Hashem. What do you mean it's not Kadshei Hashem? It's piggle. You're not allowed to eat it anymore. And there's no use for the temple. You can't sell it. The Gemara says, no, the very fact that it's called pigul means that everything else was done right. We've seen that before. Hol meratzan lepigulan. Everything else was done right. The only thing wrong here is a wrong thought. But everything else was done right. The shechita was right, and the catching of the blood was right, and the walking of the blood was right, and the throwing of the blood was right. It's a full carbon with a pigul status. So the very fact that it's a full carbon means that it's called Kadshei Hashem. Since it's still called Kadshei Hashem, holy to God, therefore, there still is Me'ila if somebody benefits from it. Someone steals from it.
Doesn't kill the whole qualification?
Still called Kadshei Hashem. Holy to God. Holy to God with pigle. But it's holy to God.
It also doesn't get removed?
What's that?
It also does not get removed from the Mizbeach because they put it on.
Pigle would not be removed. I think it would be removed.
But nonetheless, it's still
Me'ila. But nonetheless, the very fact that to be pigle, you have to... the very fact that in order to be piggle, everything else had to be done right. So therefore, it is considered still Kadshei Hashem. It's still called Kadshei Hashem. Right. Okay, so now we move. That's the explanation of the Mishnah. Again, the key message we're going to keep having again and again within Masechet Me'ilah is that only Kodshei Hashem, that which is holy for God, is there a sin of Me'ilah and the laws of Me'ilah. Okay, now turning to Beis.
I'm sorry, Rabbi. Is someone going to benefit from it?
It wouldn't be the sin of Me'ilah, right? The Torah says, Ish ki'im omal mi Kodshei Hashem. Yeah. And let's say you have a meat of a chatas after the throwing of the blood. The Kohen's allowed to eat it. If somebody gets benefit, that's not Me'ilah. It's not Kodshei Hashem. It's not holy for God anymore.
It's not Me'ilah.
It used the status of Kodshei Hashem. It has holiness. You couldn't leave it over. It would become no sir if it's left over. Couldn't touch it with Tumah. But it's not Kodshei Hashem.
But don't you have the concept of Me'ilah just if someone gives something to the temple fund, for example?
Yes.
Takes it.
That's right. Once he gives to the temple fund, it's Kodshei Hashem. Kodshei Berech Habayis is also Kodshei Hashem. Belongs to God. It's God's, not man's. There's no human rights to it. It's God's.
But if something happens along the way before it gets to its completion, it's right.
Unless God give you permission to have it.
So now we're going to talk about, in Masechet Zvachim, there is an argument about this concept that David brought up. Certain disqualified korbanos, once put on the mizbeach, come off, and others, once put on the mizbeach, would be left there. So the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachim, the verse says, Zos Toras Ha'ola. So since it says Zos Toras Ha'ola, Rabbi Shimon says that means any disqualified korban, once put on the mizbeach, is left there. It's left there. And Rabbi Yehuda says, that's true with many disqualifications. Let's say it became Tameh, it was taken out of the Azara. However, since it says Zos, and since it says He, and since it says Ha'ola, there are certain things that if they go on to the Mizbeach, they would come off. And so that is if it was slaughtered at night, if the blood was spilled, it was never any Zrika, or if the blood was taken out of the Azara, if these things go on to the Mizbeach, they are taken off. Because of these exclusions of the words Zos and Ha'ola, and because of these exclusions. However, other disqualifications, Yotzei, right, taking it out, taking the meat out. So since that's okay in Obama, if that would go on to the Mizbeach, it wouldn't be taken down. Okay, that's in Masechet Zvachim. Again, there's an argument whether all disqualified korbanos once put on the Mizbeach stay there, or maybe some disqualified korbanos once put on the Mizbeach have to come down.
When did they come down? They cannot. You need a Mizbeach the size of Yankee Stadium, or is
they have a big Mizbeach.
Well,
they have Kohanim running up and down to take things off.
When it says it stays there,
it stays into the fire. It stays on the fire.
On the fire.
And you let it burn through. Or you run up to the fire and say, that can't be there, you pull it out.
So they burn it. Not they don't leave it there alive. I mean,
No. It's a piece that gets burned. You leave it in the fire, or do you take it out of the fire?
Okay. All right.
And now the Gemara says like this. Ibailuhu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Right? We had a whole list of disqualifications of karbanos. Achata slaughtered in the south. Achatas whose blood was caught in the south. Ialu, with these different karbanos mentioned in the Mishnah, if they're put on the Mizbeach, ma'u sheyerdu, do they come down or not? So Rabba said him alu yerdu, if they're put on the Mizbeach, they would come down. Rabbi Yosef amar, Rabbi Yosef said him alu lo yerdu. If they were put on the Mizbeach, they're left there and they're allowed to burn through. Now, alibad Rabbi Yehuda lo tibaylach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a question. To Kuli Amalo Pligi, Rabbi and Rav Yosef are not arguing, and they both hold Im Alu Yerdu, that when you have an animal slaughtered in the south, if it goes up onto the Mizbeach, it has to come down. Because the fact that it was slaughtered in the south is certainly just as bad as the things that Rabbi Yehuda holds, if they go on the Mizbeach, come down. Like if the blood is spilled, right, that would certainly come down. Kipligi, where is this argument between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef? Only Aliva Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, who holds that every pasul carbon, every pasul carbon which is disqualified only in the temple, once put on the Mizbeach, stays there. So now you have the argument here. Rabbi Yosef holds that the things of the Mishnah, if they go up, don't come down. Rabbi Shimon will say, okay, these are disqualifications that happen in the temple. So if they go up, they don't come down. However, Rabbi Amalacha, Rabbi will tell you like this, Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shimon. When did Rabbi Shimon say that certain disqualified things, once they go in the Mizbeach, don't come down? Ela benitanin lamata, shenasan lamala. Let's say the blood should have been thrown underneath the chutasikra, and the blood was thrown over the chutasikra. Oni tanin lamala, the blood should have been placed above the chutasikra, shenitin lamata, placed beneath the chutasikra. But the shechita and the kibel daman, the slaughtering happened in the right spot, the catching of the blood happened in the right spot in the north. Avalach, but the case of the Mishnah came in the Shachtan Badaram, since the Shechita, the very beginning, was done in the wrong spot, it was slaughtered in the south. Kemadachan Kinudami, that's already considered like something which was choked, and since it's like something which is choked, if it's put on the Mizbeach, it would come down. So the Gemara is now going to challenge this. Tanan, what does our Mishnah say? Kadshe Kachem Shachtan Badaram, if you have a Chatas, holiest of holies, Karbanos, and it's slaughtered in the wrong spot in the south, even though it's slaughtered in the wrong spot, Molin behind this still Me'ila, Bishmer of Yosef Nicha. So according to you, if Yosef, that works. Why? Because as David said, even though there was a disqualification, if it's put on the Mizbeach, we would leave it there. So if we would leave it in the fires of the Mizbeach, we can still call it Kadshei Hashem, holy for God. However, according to Rabbah, El Rabbah, Rabbah says if something was slaughtered in the wrong spot, so it's ruined at the very beginning of its service, therefore if it's put on the altar, it should come off of the altar. So if it's disqualified and it should come off of the altar, how can you still call it Kadshei Hashem? How can you call it holy to God? How can there be Me'ila? But the Mishnah says there is Me'ila. El Rabbah Kasha. So according to Rabbah, there's a problem. Answer the Gemara. My Molin Behen, according to Rabbah, you know what the Mishnah means? Midrabanan. Biblically, there's no Me'ila. There's no Me'ila. It was disqualified and it doesn't belong on the altar. If it's put on the altar, it's going to be removed from the altar. So it's not holy for God anymore. There's no Me'ila. Rabbinically, they made it a law. They said it's Me'ila. When the Mishnah says there's Me'ila in a Chatas that's slaughtered in the south, what they mean is, rabbinically, they created a prohibition of Me'ila. So the Gemara asks, what does that even look like? Ma'ika beinzo raisa l'drabanan. What would the difference be between something where there's Me'ila biblically versus something where there's Me'ila rabbinically? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what the difference is. So raisa m'shalman chomesh. When there's a biblical sin of Me'ila, you have to pay back the principal and add a fifth. Drabanan, when the rabbis created Me'ila midrabanan, lo, there's no adding of a fifth. Umi'ika Me'ila midrabanan, is there such a thing as Me'ila only created rabbinically? So Gemara says, in there is. Ta'amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Ula said name Rabbi Yochanan, which is sort of like the key line the whole daf is discussing. Kachim Shemesu, if you have a carbon that drops dead, Yatsumi de Me'ila, Tvar Torah. There's no Me'ila on a biblical level. So why do you have to say the word on a biblical level? Is there any such thing on a rabbinic level? Apparently there is. There's Me'ila rabbinic, there's Me'ila it's biblical. It's like, this doesn't have Me'ila biblically anymore. Biblically it doesn't have Me'ila. Bidrabanan though is built, but rabbinically there is a sin of Me'ila here. Hachanami, so that's the case of the Mishnah according to Rabbah. It's only Midrabanan. What's that?
She used the Irim.
Yes, that's right.
But Rabbi, if the korbanot is for Hashem, it has to be 100% perfect.
No.
If there is any disqualification,
no.
I don't think if it's...
The moment it was made holy, it belongs to Hashem. It was a chatas. A chatas is kodesh l'Hashem. Now there was nothing to take that away. So
but
it's still,
I understand if it's, you know, a piglet, if it's late, if it's this,
but
it
still,
makes it disqualified, it shouldn't be for Hashem.
Apparently not.
Okay.
So now the Gemara asks, Lema, let's propose Tanina Lahadu'ula, that we learned in our Mishnah, then the lesson of Ula. So why do we need Ula to tell it to us? Right? If our Mishnah is already saying that there's such a thing as Me'ila Midrabanan, so why do I need Ula anymore? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Afagav the Tanina, even though our Mishnah says it, if it's slaughtered in the south, according to Rabbah, there's Me'ila Midrabanan, Itzuch to Ula, we still need the lesson of Ula. I would have thought to say, when did the Rabbanan create their prohibition and say that there's a Me'ila? Hacha, with a carbon slaughtered in the south. Because people are not going to stay away from it. Because they're going to say, listen, it was slaughtered. It's just slaughtered in the wrong spot, but still slaughtered. So therefore, they have to say, no, there's Me'ila. Stay away from it. Avol kachim shemesu, but if a carbon drops dead. Everybody stays away from the velos. It's dropped dead without a shechita. I would think there's even no Me'ila midrabanan. Mashmalan, that's why we needed Ula to tell us that there is a me'ilah midrabanan and a karban that just drops dead. Ask Gemara, really? Meisu namitzina, we already learned this in another Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us, hanenem en achatas kishihi chaya. Let's say a person makes an animal into a chatas and it develops a blemish, a balmuk, and it's still alive, and somebody pulls off some wool from this chatas sheep. Lo mo'al ad shi'ivkom. So it's only a me'ila once he takes away some of its value, takes away from it a shave pruta. However, kishi mesa, but once this chatas balas mum dies, so now you can't sell it because you can't use what was once holy and give it to the dogs. So then, came the nana kolshu, once you get any benefit at all from it, even though it didn't subtract from its value, ma'al, there's me'ila. Now this is clearly a me'ila midrabanan. We're talking about something which is dead. So you see the law of ula, that a carbon that's dead still has a me'ila midrabanan. Says the Gemara, salkatai tachamina. I would have thought to say, chatas. Holu kapara ka'asya, since the chatas is to create atonement, therefore, ubedilimine, people stay away from it when it's still alive. And now that it died, they also stay away from it. And there would be no need to create a rabbinic prohibition of me'ila once it's dead. Avul kachim, but other karbanos, hovel avul kapara ka'asi, they're not necessarily to wipe away sins. People don't stay away from them when it's alive. So if it drops dead, ispu me'ila, there would be me'ila rabbinically. Of course, and I don't even need to tell you that. Kamash malan. So that's the chiddush, that even in nechatas, they created a prohibition of me'ila, midrabanan, if it drops dead. Okay, Ezrat Hashem. We'll continue at this point tomorrow.